Good morning. It's a great morning to be here. Again, I miss you guys. I wish the sanctuary was full, but I really appreciate you you watching online, you listening. I mean, it's going to be an awesome day. God's still in control. As we go through our week this week, we need to be in prayer for healing. We need to be in prayer for healing. We need to be in prayer that this virus goes away. We also need to be in prayer for our leaders, for wisdom. Again, the Holston Conference, some of the leadership of the Holston Conference are meeting tomorrow to discuss the best route in opening our churches back up. So we need to definitely be in prayer as we go through this process. Let me open this up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to look for you in unfamiliar places. Open our ears to hear you speak. Open our hearts to feel the depth of your love. When we wander in the wilderness, revive us with your care, that we may find strength from our journey back to the land of hope and life. Amen. Amen. Again, it's just awesome, awesome to be here. I'm going to talk to you today about a walk, about how important walking is. And before I do that, I want to go ahead and read the scripture, and then we'll have a short sermon, and we'll pray. And again, I just pray that everyone is blessed from this service. I'm going to read to you this morning from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us?' While he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us, that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and their companions gathered together, they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told him what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word. Lord, just thank you for allowing us to be here, again, different than we're used to worshiping, not really, probably not the way that we want to worship this morning, Lord, but I just thank you for making a way that your word gets out, Lord. We know your word's powerful, and I just pray that you speak those words through me, in Jesus' name, amen. Again, good morning. It's an awesome morning to be here talking to you about some scripture. We're still celebrating the Easter season, and today I want to talk to you about a little walk. You see, because walking is so good for us. It's good for exercise. You see, our bodies need to stay in motion. And just to bring it to a personal level, you see, walking is good for me. It gives me that much-needed exercise. It gets me outside and gives me some time to walk with Ron and some other people, and we can talk about things we probably wouldn't talk about otherwise. A few years ago, I had back surgery, and the only therapy I could do for a couple months, several months, was to walk. Walking was the only way that I could get any exercise at all. That's the only activity I could have. You see, I enjoy walking. You see, last year, I walk sometimes to relieve stress. I walk to get focused. Last year at annual conference, I don't know how many laps I walked around the lake. You see, the only thing is, sometimes I get lazy. I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes I get lazy, and I have to be reminded to keep going on those walks. They're so important. I have to keep going on those walks. How about you? Do you ever need to be reminded to keep walking? You see, another thing walking is good for, it's good for seeking God's will. A little walk with Jesus can work out life's problems. It's a good way to refocus and refresh. And you see, on the day that the scriptures talk about, two of Jesus' followers went on a walk. It was that first Easter Sunday afternoon. You see, that walk was really good for them because they did need to refocus. They need to be refreshed. They need their hope refreshed. You see, these two disciples were walking home from Jerusalem. They were headed to a town called Emmaus. They were physically and emotionally exhausted. You see, it had been a long week. It had been a long week. It had been confusing. And as they walked along, they were joined by a man who could sense their disappointment. And he asked them, "What are you talking about?" The question kind of stopped Cleopas, and he said, "Haven't you heard?" He was shocked that this man didn't know what had gone on. How could he not have heard? Everyone in Jerusalem was talking about Jesus and what happened to him. You see, Cleopas began explaining this man. Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and people. We can almost sense some excitement in those words that he was speaking. You see, he was telling this man about Jesus. He told him about the miracles he had performed. He told him about the encouragement that he had given, the hope that he had offered. See, then Cleopas said, "You know, we were hoping he was the man that was going to deliver Israel." Again, just like the other followers of Jesus, Cleopas was hoping that Jesus was going to be the one to relieve them from the oppressive Roman government, to establish a kingdom on earth that would bring peace and prosperity to God's people. You see, all their hopes seemed to be gone. Cleopas told the man, he said, "The chief priests and our rulers handed them over to be sentenced to death. They crucified him." You See, at this point, it seems like Cleopas' hope may have been crucified with Jesus. You see, now how could they have hope when the one they placed their hope in was dead? Sure, there had been some women that had gone to the tomb where Jesus had been buried, and they said that angels appeared and told them that Jesus was alive. But how could that be true? What was the chances of a person coming back from the dead? It just didn't make sense to them, so they started walking home, disappointed and confused. Then the man looked at Cleopas and said, "How foolish you are, and how slow the heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into glory?" And the risen Jesus, whose identity was hidden from these two men, said, or just began to walk them through Scripture. Again, Jesus began on the walk to walk these two men through Scripture. Jesus started with Moses. Then he talked about the prophets. Then he talked about his life. Wow. You see, just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, you see, Jesus still walks with you and me today. He walks us through the Scripture. We're growing our knowledge and our understanding of him as we grow our relationship with him. You see, Jesus came into the world not merely to walk beside us and cheer us on, but he came into the world to take our place. You see, he faced temptation. He endured bitterness. He endured betrayal. He walked the cross. He walked to the cross and placed the punishment of our sins upon himself and allowed himself to be crushed under the weight of our sins. You see, he did all this for us. But did you notice what Jesus did when the hopes of those two disciples seemed to be gone? Where did Jesus take them? You see, again, he took them on a walk through the Scriptures to refocus and refresh their hope. We also need those regular walks with Jesus. You see, because when we take those walks, he walks us through the Word. We need to walk with this. We need to walk with these Scriptures in our hand and our Scriptures in our mind. And we need to refresh and renew our spirit by communing with Jesus on these walks. I mean, who better to walk with? Again, it's good to walk with someone who knows where you're going, someone who knows where you've been. You see, he knows all about us. He knows the journey that we're on. Walk with Jesus. Let Jesus shape your hopes and dreams so that they may honor the one who was willing to give his life for you. Let Jesus comfort, encourage, and strengthen you. Let Jesus show you the hope of heaven that a living Jesus has given to you so that your decisions be the decisions that increase our relationship with Jesus. And the people that we walk with are the ones who also encourage us. You see, we're not alone on this road. We have Jesus. We have our small group. We have our other friends. We have our church members to walk this road with us. You see, taking a long walk with Jesus is not only good, but it's necessary. For our faith to grow and for us to stay refreshed and focus, we have to have these walks with Jesus. My hope and prayer for you this morning is that daily you take these walks with Jesus. After all, walking is good for you. Walk with Jesus and have the living Lord refocus and refresh your hope. Again, these things are so important to us, especially when we're in times like these, when we're not sure what the next few weeks are going to look like. Again, we're not where we want to be this Sunday morning. But we can still walk with Jesus. we can still gain that encouragement. We can still get refreshed. We can still refocus. We can still encourage others. You see, that's the great thing. The Holy Spirit's with us always. Let me pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to spread your word, Lord. Just thank you for those walks that you have with us, Lord. I just pray that each person listening feels a little closer to you this morning, Lord. We know that you're in control. We know that you're walking with us. And we know that you already walked for us, Lord, so we can have this hope. Lord, thank you so much. And I just pray that if there's anyone out there who don't know you, Lord, who doesn't have that relationship with you, that this talk that I just had may seem a little bit strange, Lord, I just pray that they reach out to you, Lord. They pray, Lord, they can reach out to you. They can call someone. They can call me, Lord, and we can pray with them, Lord. Just again, just thank you so much for allowing us to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I hope everybody has a great week. It's good to be here, and we'll see what the next few weeks holds. But thank you very much.